Okay, so this past Shabbos, this past week was Parshas Balak. So I have a whole bunch of things that we need to clarify. Firstly, let's start with the beginning of the parsha. It says, "Vayar Balak ben Tzippor es kol asher asa Yisrael la'amari." Balak saw everything that Yisrael did to the Amori. Notice that the pasuk calls the Jewish people Yisrael here. Everything that Yisrael did to the Amori. The next pasuk, it says, "Vayogar Moyav mipnei ha'am ma'oid kiravu." Moyav was afraid of the nation. Was very afraid of the nation because he is great. Now here it does not refer to the Jewish people as Yisrael, rather as Ha'am, the nation. And the pasuk continues, "Vayakatz Moav mipnei bnei Yisrael," and Moav was disgusted of the children of Yisrael. So in the same pasuk itself, the pasuk changes. First calls the Jewish people the nation, and then goes on to call them bnei Yisrael. So we have the first pasuk calls them Yisrael. Balak ben Tzippor saw everything Yisrael did to the Amori. Moav was very afraid of the nation because he is great. And Moav was disgusted of Bnei Yisrael. So we need to know why the pasuk changes here from Yisrael to nation back to Bnei Yisrael. The next pasuk, "Vayem Moav azikne Midian." Moav said to the elders of Midian, "Ata yelachechu hakol as kol tzvi v'seinu." Now this congregation will lick up all of our surroundings. "Kilchoy chashoyer es yerak asoda," as the ox licks up the vegetation of the field. And the pasuk concludes, "Uvolak ben Tzippor melech lemoyav v'esahi." And Balak ben Tzippor was the king of Moav at that time. And Rashi tells us that what the pasuk is telling us here at the end, when it says Balak ben Tzippor is the king of Moav at that time, what does the pasuk mean at that time? Says Rashi, because really he was not worthy of kingdom, but it was just with the passing of Sichon, who was killed by Bnei Yisrael, Balak was appointed at that time. So Balak had just become the king of Moav. And we need to understand, why was it important for the pasuk to tell us this here? The pasuk continues, "Vayishlach malachim el bilam ben ba'ir pesoira." Balak sent messengers to Bilam, the son of Ba'ir, to Pesoir, asher al anor, eretz b'nayam v'dikriloi, to wherever that was, Lamar saying, "Hine, behold, am yotza mimitzrayim, a nation has left Egypt. Hine chisos eina oretz, he has covered the eye of the earth, v'hu yoshev mimuli, and he sits opposite me." Why was it necessary for Balak to make this introduction, that this nation has left Mitzrayim, and now he sits opposite me? All he needed to say was the next pasuk, which is, "Va'ata l'chona or aliyas almazeh," and now, go and curse this nation for me. That was what Balak really wanted from Bilam. So why was it necessary to have this introduction of the previous pasuk of "Hine ami yotza mitzrayim," behold, this nation has left Egypt? Now, having pointed out that Balak, in the second pasuk, it says that Moav was very afraid of the nation. We also see in this message that he sent to Bilam, he says he's also only talking about the nation that has left Mitzrayim, and now go and curse this nation for me. So, or usually, when we find in the pasuk, the term Ha'am, the nation, and we find the term Yisrael, it is usually interpreted as two levels of Bnei Yisrael. There is the higher level, which are the tzaddikim. Those are called Yisrael, and the Am, the nation, is the average level of the Jewish people. Otherwise, we also find that they are called Yaakov and Yisrael. The average people being called Yaakov and the tzaddikim being called Yisrael. But we also find in these two terms, Ha'am, the nation, and Yisrael. Having said that, it seems that Moav was very afraid of the average nation. That's what it seems over here. Vayogam Moav mipnei ha'om ma'oid kiravu. Moav was very afraid of the nation because it was great. Vayokotz Moav mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Moav was disgusted of b'nei Yisrael, but he wasn't afraid of them. He wasn't afraid of the tzaddikim. What he was afraid of was ha'om. He was afraid of the nation, the average class of Bnei Yisrael. And we need to understand that. Why was he so afraid of the average class of Bnei Yisrael, yet not afraid of the Yisrael, the tzaddikim? He was just disgusted of Yisrael. Bilam, on the other hand, if you look throughout Bilam's words, now Bilam spoke four times. Now, there are four times that he it seems that he received a words from Hashem to say. He was inspired four times, and he speaks four times. Each time he addresses Yaakov and Yisrael. Now, each one of these four times need interpretation. It seems that there is no simple meaning to his words. We'll try to give some understanding to the words he says. Now, the first time that he addresses Yaakov and Yisrael, this is the first time he's inspired, he says, Mi mana afar Yaakov? Who can count the dust of Yaakov? Umispar es roiva Yisrael? And give a number or enumerate a quarter of Yisrael. Tomois nafshi mois yisharim, may my soul die the death of the straightforward. Usi achrisi kamoyu, and may my end be like him. We have no idea any simple meaning to these words. But we do see that he addresses Yaakov and Yisrael. Mimono afar Yaakov, umisparas reva Yisrael. The second time Bilam is inspired, he says, Lo yihibit oven b'Yaakov. He sees no iniquity in Yaakov. V'lo yirah amal b'Yisrael. And he sees no fault in Yisrael. Hashem Elikav Imoy, Hashem is God is with him, Isruas Melach Boy, and the friendship of the king is in him. So once again, we don't know any simple meaning of these words, and we have to try to get some insight into these words. But here also he addresses Yaakov and Yisrael, Lehibit Oven v'Yaakov, Leiro Omal v'Yisrael. The third time he's inspired, he says, once again, addresses Yaakov and Yisrael. He says, Matoivu oyhalecho Yaakov mishkenoisecho Yisrael. Very familiar words. We we say every morning by Shacharis. Matovu Alecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov? Mishkan Yisrael, Israel, your dwellings, Israel. And then he goes on, Kinecholim Nitoyu, like they flow like streams, Kiganos Alei Nohor, like gardens along the rivers, Karozem Alei Moyim, like cedar trees upon the waters. Once again, we need to just understand some, we need to get some understanding into these words. Finally, the fourth time, where he addresses, is everybody there? Okay, good. I'm on a cell phone, so that's why I might keep on asking. The fourth time is where he says, Dorach Koichov, again, the fourth time that he addresses both Yaakov and Yisrael, is Dorach Koichov mi Yaakov, become Shevet mi Yisrael. A star will come forth from Yaakov, and a tribe will arise from Yisrael. And this is, Rashi tells us, is a reference to Mashiach. Mochatz Pasei Moyov, V'karkar Kol B'nei Sheis. And he will destroy the ministers of Moyov, and he will hammer all the children of Sheis, which is all the nations of the world. So let's try to get some understanding into these words and some understanding into this whole parsha in general. There's a Chassam Sofer in this week's parsha that seems like a riddle. And I'd like to get some insight into this. I'll read you the words of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer comments on the pasuk that Bilam says, Reishis Goyim Amalek, the first of the nations is Amalek, V'achrisoi Adei Oved, and his end is to be destroyed forever. That is what the pasuk says. Says the Chassam Sofer, Shamati, I have heard, Eini yodea b'shem mi, I don't know in whose name I have heard this. Gam eini yodea lefarash hakavana, I also don't know what this person intended. Rak atik kasha shamati, but I will write down what I have heard, v'yishma chocham, and the wise will understand. V'hu, and what I have heard is, ki rosh etevis, that the first letters, shel Levi, kahos, amram, Moshe, the first letters of Levi, kahos, amram, and Moshe, which is the lineage of, right, which is the lineage of leadership in Yisrael, right? Moshe's father Amram, his father Kahos, and his father Levi. The first letters of Levi, Kahos, Amram, Moshe, hu Amalek. Vizehu, and this is what Bilam was referring to when he said, Reishis, the first letters, Goyim Amalek. As the Chassam Sofer explains, ki Levi ubanav, because Levi and his children, him reishiyos shel ha-shvatim, they are the heads of the shvatim, shenikru gam ken goyim, the shvatim are also called goyim, as we find in Bereishis, goy ukahal goyim, yetzu mimeka, Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, that goyim nations will come out of him, referring to the shvatim. So when Bilam says, Reishis Goyim Amalek, the heads of the nations is Amalek, he's referring to Moshe, Amram, Kohath, and Levi, which their first letters are Amalek. Hasam Sofer is not finished yet. Now Bilam finishes off, Achrisa Yade Oved, his end is to be lost forever. Ki Soifet Tevis, Achrisoi, which is the end. Now we're going to look at the last letters. Reshis Goyim were the first letters, that was Amalek. Achrisoi, the last letters, Ade Oved, is to be lost. Ki Soifet Tevis, Shalevi, Kahos, Amram Moshe, because the last letters of Levi, Kahos, Amram Moshe, whom Misa is death, Misa. Lahoiris al achrisoi shal Amalek, and that teaches us the end of Amalek, ade oived, which is to be lost, which is death. Kach shamati stam. This is what I heard. So now, Chassam Sofer has left this for us to try to learn something into this. And I'm going to try my best. So I'd like to suggest the following. Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that there are four, a person is made up, a human being is made up of four foundations. And they are Ofar, Mayim, Esh, and Ruach. Earth, water, fire, and wind. Every human being is made up of these four. And the Sforim say that each one of these foundations attribute to the to a person's midas, to a person's character traits, and how a person conducts themselves. A person's personality is dependent of how much of each foundation that person is made up of. In the Pri Etz Chaim from Rav Chaim Vital, he goes into detail of what each one of these foundations cause. Now these foundations, says Rav Chaim Vital, are the source of all the bad character traits that a person has. For example, the yisoid of afar, the foundation of earth, brings laziness and depression. It pulls a person down. A person who has more, is made up of more earth than others, will be more inclined to laziness and to depression. The foundation of mayim, of water, says Reb Chaim Vital, brings taiva, brings desire. So a person who is made up of more mayim, of more water than others, will be more desirous than others. The foundation of esh, of fire, fire rises, says Reb Chaim Vital, brings a person to kas and gaiva, to anger and arrogance. So a person who has more of the yisoid ha'esh, more of the foundation of fire, will be more inclined to be arrogant and will be quickly angered. And finally, the foundation of ruach, of wind, is what brings a person to kriris, to be cold. A person has a, there are things that a person has a, an attitude of coldness towards certain things, and that comes from the yisoid ruach, from the foundation of wind. Now the avoda of the human being, their entire life, it's a lifetime avoda, is to overcome our yisoidus. These are obviously the foundations of our body. And our avodah throughout our life is to empower our neshama to overcome the foundations of the body, not to be lazy and not to be sad and not to be desirous and not to be angry or arrogant and not to be cold towards things that we're supposed to be warm to. So we need to overcome these foundations and to actually use these foundations for Kedusha. For example, we can use our Yesod HaAfar to be lazy when it comes to doing an Avera. We could use our Yesod HaMayim to desire good things, to desire Torah. That's why Chazal say, Ein Mayim Ala Torah. Is everybody still there? Okay, good. That's why Chazal say, Ein Mayim Ala Torah, that what we're supposed to use the Mayim for is for Torah. That's what we're supposed to use our desire for. We're supposed to use our Yesod HaEsh for Hislavus and Avodas Hashem, for excitement and enthusiasm when it comes to serving Hashem. And finally, we're supposed to use our Yesod HaRuach, our foundation of wind, which brings us coldness, when we're involved in matters of this world, matters that we need to be involved in, such as eating and drinking and doing business. Instead of using our hislavas for that, our excitement and enthusiasm for that, that is where we are supposed to incorporate our coldness. So those are the four yesoides that we are made up of: Afar, Mayim, Ruach, and Esh. And I'd like to suggest that the power of Amalek that exists in the world, or that exists within ourselves, is the power, the evil, is the power of evil that tries to get us to follow our foundations, to be drawn after our foundations, to the bad things that they draw us to. And we find this in the Parsha of Amalek. It says at the end of Parsha's Kisetze, Zocher as Asher Oso Lecha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you, Baderech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim, when you left Mitzrayim, the first thing is Asher Korcha Baderech. Rashi says he cooled you off along the way. Right? That's the first thing Amalek wanted of us, is to follow our foundation of wind, to be cold, specifically when it comes to Avodas Hashem. And then the pasuk says, Va'ata oyef v'yogeya, you were tired and yogeya, you were toiled, meaning we allowed our Yisoid HaAfar, our foundation of earth, to make us to make us lazy. It was a tiredness overcame us. That is, was also Amalek's doing. And then the pasuk says, Timche ezecher Amalek mitachas Hashemoyim, erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the Shemayim. And Chazal tell us elsewhere that the reason why Shemayim is called Shemayim is because it's made up of Esh and Mayim. And Amalek wants us to be Tachas HaShemayim. Amalek wants us to be under the influence of our foundations of Esh and Mayim. And the Pasuk tells us, Timche Zecher Amalek, erase the memory of Amalek from Tachas HaShemayim, from underneath the Esh and Mayim. Do not be drawn after the Esh and Mayim. Rather, you shall control the Esh and the Mayim. So we find here in the Parsha that Amalek is the one that tries to get us to be drawn after our Asher Korcha, the Kriris, the coldness of the foundation of wind, Vata Oyef V'yogeya, which is the foundation of Afar, and to be drawn after the Esh and the Mayim, which the Pasuk tells us, Timcha Ezecha Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. And I believe that this is all hinted to in the name Amalek. The letters of Amalek, Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf, represent these four foundations. Ayin stands for Afar, Mem stands for Mayim, water. The Lamed stands for Lahava, which is a flame, which is represents fire. Everybody still there? Yeah, okay, good. And the Kuf represents Kriris, which is coldness, representing the foundation of wind. And the command in the Torah is to erase Amalek, which is to overcome Amalek, overcome our foundations that draw us to bad things, to overcome them and to use them for Kedusha. Now, it is written in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that the way for us to overcome our enemies is specifically through tshuva. And the Bnei Yisrael explains that the reason for this is that when we do mitzvahs, by fulfilling mitzvahs, we bring chesed to this world. We bring kindness to this world. That's what mitzvahs accomplish. So mitzvahs, says the Bnei Yisrael, do not have the ability to bring calamity upon our enemies, because in order to do that, we need to bring judgment, justice into the world, which is din. Bringing chesed into the world does not accomplish bringing our enemies down. What brings din and severity in the world is averis. When a person, chas v'shalom, does averis, that brings severity and justice into the world. But that doesn't bring justice to our enemies. That chas v'shalom brings justice upon ourselves. That brings justice and severity upon those who commit the averis. So how do we bring severity and justice onto our enemies? That is, says the Bnei Yisrael, only through the fact that we have committed averis, which brought severity into the world. And when we do tshuva for that, then that severity goes onto our enemies. So the only way, says the Bnei Yisrael, to accomplish that severity and justice should be brought upon our the enemies of Israel is through doing tshuva for our averus. Perhaps we can say that this was the reason that we had to go into Mitzrayim and to fall to the lowest level of Tumah possible. We fell to the 49th level of Tumah. Perhaps in the divine plan, since Hashem knew that we had to overcome our enemies and conquer Eretz Yisrael, conquer Eretz Canaan, we had to fall to the lowest levels, committing the worst averis, and then afterwards, by doing tshuva, all of the dinim, all of the severity and the justice that was brought into the world by our evil deeds in Mitzrayim, now worked in our favor, and were brought upon all of these enemies of Israel, and allowed us to overcome them and to enter Eretz Yisrael. perhaps we can say that this was the question and answer, this was the dialogue between Avram Avinu and Hashem in Parshas Lech Lecha, where, or maybe it's Vayera, by the Brisbane of Sarim, Avram Avinu asks Hashem, how do I know that my children will inherit the land? And maybe Avram Avinu's question was, in what merit will they be able to conquer all of these nations, all of their enemies that Eretz Canaan is made up of? To which Hashem responded, Ki ger yezaracha b'eretz lo lahem. Your descendants will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they will be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years, thereby falling to the lowest levels of tuma, committing the worst averis. But va'achrei chen yetzu b'chush gadol. But afterwards, when they leave Mitzrayim and they'll do tshuva, they will leave with a tremendous treasure, which will be all of the justice and severity that they brought into the world will befall their enemies, thereby allowing them to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, we don't need to really commit averis and to do tshuva in order to bring calamity upon our enemies. Just by overcoming our foundations, that our foundations by nature draw us to bad things, by overcoming the nature of our foundations, I believe that we accomplish the same, because we are taking all of the dinim, the severity that our foundations represent and draw us to, and by overcoming them, we send all of this upon the enemies of the Jewish people. Now, perhaps this was Balak's message to Bilam. Hine am yotza Mitzrayim. Behold, this is a nation that has left Mitzrayim, meaning they have left Mitzrayim and everything that Mitzrayim stood for, meaning they are people that are doing tshuva for falling to the 49th level of Mitzrayim, and because of this, hine chisos ein haaretz, he has been able to cover the eye of the world, referring to, as Rashi says, referring to Sichon and Oig, they were able to overcome the most powerful kingdoms of the world because they left Mitzrayim. Vehu yoshev mimuli, and this is what sits opposite me, meaning this is what I am afraid of. Moav, Balak was afraid that he was next. That because they are a nation that is leaving Mitzrayim, that is doing tshuva, he was justifiably concerned that the severity and the justice that was brought down to the world by the Jewish people falling to the lowest levels of Tumah will now come upon him. Now, perhaps we can say, noted that the Yaakov and Yisrael are two levels of Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael being the higher level, the Tzadikim, and Yaakov being the average level of Klal Yisrael. Perhaps we can say that Yaakov are the Balei Tshuva, people that are not righteous from the beginning, but have become righteous later on. Whereas Yisrael are the tzaddikim gemurim, they are the tzaddikim that have been righteous, tzaddikim de meyakora, they are tzaddikim all the way from the onset. Now, as we've mentioned, according to this, Yaakov is the one to be afraid of, because Yaakov are the Balei Tshuva. They are the ones that through their Averis have brought Dinim into the world. Everybody still there? Yeah. They are the ones that brought Dinim into the world, and now by doing Tshuva, those Dinim now fall upon the enemies of the Jewish people. Therefore, we understand why Balak is so concerned about the Am Hazeh. He's so concerned about the nation, which is Yaakov. He is not concerned about Yisrael, because Yisrael are the tzaddikim. They are the ones that bring only rachmim into the world through their mitzvahs. They do not bring dinim into the world. Vayakutsu mipnei b'nei Yisrael. It says they were disgusted of b'nei Yisrael, but they weren't afraid of b'nei Yisrael. Vayogar moyev mipnei ha'om ma'oid. Moyev was very afraid of the nation, which is Yaakov, not of Yisrael. Now, perhaps we can understand that we know that Zel Umas Zel Asa Alekim, meaning that whatever there is in Kedusha, any level that there is in Kedusha, exists that a counter level in Tuma as well. So perhaps we can say that Balak, who seems to have become a Rasha later on in life, and this is what the Pasuk tells us, that Ubalak ben Tzippor melech lemoyov ba'esahi, Balak ben Tzippor became the king of Moyov, which is represents a level of Tuma at that time. Rashi says he was only appointed to that level at that specific time, and he really wasn't worthy of it. So Balak was not a wicked person from the onset. He became wicked later on. Whereas Bilam was a Rasha Meikorai. Bilam was a Rasha from the onset. And it is because of this that Balak was threatened by the Baal Tshuva. Balak was threatened by the Am, by the Yaakov. Because the Baal Tshuva is someone who became righteous later on, similar, which is the counter level of Balak, which became a Rasha later on in life. Whereas Bilam, the Rasha Meikorai, is threatened by Yisrael, which is the Tzadik Meikorai. The Rasha from the onset is threatened by the Tzadik from the onset. Now, we did mention that there is what to be afraid of the Yisrael as well. Because even the most righteous need to overcome the foundations that they were created with. The Afar and the Mayim and the Ruach and the Esh all draw a person by nature to bad things. And the Yisrael needs, even the Yisrael, even the most, the biggest tzaddik, needs to overcome these, thereby bringing the severity and justice that these foundations represent upon the nations of the world. So Bilam, being a Rasha from the beginning, was threatened by both Yaakov and Yisrael. And that is why Bilam always addresses both Yaakov and Yisrael. Whereas Balak is only, who is the person that became a Rasha later on in life, is only threatened by the Yaakov. And that is why Balak sent to Bilam, Hine am yotza memitzrayim, l'cha or aliyas ha'am hazeh. I want you to curse the nation, the am. He was concerned about the Yaakov, because by yoga moyav mipnei ha'am, Moya was afraid of the Am, not afraid of Yisrael. Now, so Bilam comes back to Balak and says to Balak, Balak, you don't understand. You think you only have to be concerned of the Am of the Yaakov. I must explain to you that you have what to be afraid of the Yisrael as well. Because Reishis Goyim Amalek, because the beginning of even the greatest among them, which are called the Goyim, as the Chassam Sofer said, the Shiftei Kar called the Goyim, the beginning of even the greatest tzaddikim is Amalek, which is Afar, Mayim, Lahava, and Krirus, representing the four Yesoidis. The beginning of every tzaddik is to overcome Amalek. And by doing that, they bring Dinim upon the enemies of the Jewish people. And this is why, specifically, that the leaders of Bnei Yisrael, that the first letters of their names are Amalek, Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kohath, to represent that even the greatest tzaddikim have to overcome their foundations that draw them to bad things. There is no such thing as a person that is born a tzaddik. And to be more specific, each one of these gedolim that were mentioned, Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kohath, we find how they were challenged with each by their specific foundation. For example, Levi, right? Levi is represented by the Lamed of Amalek, which is Lahava, which is Yesod Ha'esh, which Chaim Vital says brings anger. We find that Levi was challenged by anger. Yaakov says to Levi, Or Apom Kioz, that's Levi, that is when they went and they killed out the whole city of Shechem, because they were angered, and Yaakov curses that anger. So we find that Levi was challenged by anger, but Levi overcame that anger and used it for Kedusha. He actually killed the anger. So Levi is represented by the Lamed of Amalek. Moshe is called Moshe ki min hamayim mishisu. He was drawn from the water. Moshe was challenged by his Yesoid Hamayim. And Moshe was able to kill and overcome that nature of Mayim that he had, of Taiva, to the point that he went to the total opposite extreme, to the point we find that Moshe separated himself from his wife. Amram. We know very little about Amram, but what we do know of Amram, and I say this with great hesitation because it's very difficult to speak of such tremendous kedushin. We have no hasaga, we have no grasp of their kedusha, but nevertheless, for the sake of taking a message of Avodas Hashem, I am saying this. What we do find is that Amram despaired in Mitzrayim and divorced his wife. When Paro's decrees reached a level that, in his mind, were intolerable. It was Amram, the Ayin of Amram represents Afar, the Yesod HaAfar, which causes depression and despair. Kehos, the Kuf of Kehos, represents the Kuf of Amalek, which is Kridus, which is coldness. And although we don't find anywhere specifically that relates Kohath to coldness, but we do find that Hashem chose the family of Kohath to carry the kelim of the Mishkan. That there was concern that someone might look. No one was allowed to look at the kelim or touch the kelim. Hashem chose Kahas, who has this attribute of coldness, trusting Kahas that they will be able to control themselves and not to look and not to touch the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan. So we see that Kahas was able to conquer and destroy their midah of kriris and only use it for kedusha. And this is why the Soifa Tevis, the last letters of Amram, Kahos, Levi, and Moshe, is Misa, is death. Because Reish is Goyim Amalek. The beginning of these tzaddikim was Taka Amalek, was that they were drawn to all of these bad things, but they overcame them and actually killed these Midas. Their Achrisai, Their end was total tzidkus, was total righteousness, only through Misa, because they were able to put these foundations to death and only use them for Kedusha. Now Chazal tell us that tzaddikim tchilasam yisurim v'soifan shalva, that tzaddikim, their beginning is affliction and their end is peace. Rishoyim is exactly the opposite. Rishoyim is tchilos and shalva. They begin with peace. The soif and yisurim, and their end is affliction. And the understanding of this is that tzaddikim in this world have to battle their yetzahara. It's a life of affliction and pain, constantly battling their Yetzirah, but at the end, in Olam Haba, they have a peaceful Gan Eden. And for the wicked, it is just the opposite. They live it up in this world, they have a life of peace following their desires and their passions, but at the end of time, Soifan is Yisurim, the end of time, they suffer the consequences of their actions. Having said that, we have to realize that the last letters of Yaakov and Yisrael, which would represent the soifan of the tzaddikim, the end of the tzaddikim, which is after having conquered all of their yesoides and done tshuva for all of their bad deeds, that would be represented by the last letter of their name, their soifan shalva, their end that is peaceful. So the last letter of Yaakov is a Beis. The last letter of Yisrael is a Lamed. And, right, this is why we find, as we mentioned, that the first letters of Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kohos, the first letters are Amalek, because Tchilosan is Yisurin, the beginning of their life is affliction. It's at the end of their life that they're able to put that all to rest. And that's why the end of the last letters of their names is Misa. But take a look at the names of Balak and Bilam. The last two letters of Bilam is Ayin Mem. The last two letters of Balak is Lamed Kuf, which spells Amalek. That's because the end of Balak and the end of Bilam is Yisurin. They're what is the beginning for Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kahas is the end for Balak and Bilam. And what is the beginning of Balak and Bilam is the beginning of Balak is the Beis of Yaakov. That he was the counter level of Balak was Yaakov, which is the Beis, and the counter levels of Bilam is both Yaakov and Yisrael, which is the Beis and the Lamed. That's why Balak's name is Beis Lamed Kuf, and Bilam's name is Beis Lamed Ayin Mem. Now, Bilam wanted to curse B'nai Yisrael that their foundations should overcome them. But Hashem reversed and transformed his bracha, his klolas into brachas, his curses into blessings. So now, let's take a look at Bilam's brachas. He starts out with the Yesod Ha'afar, Mimono Afar Yaakov. Who can count the Afar of Yaakov, the earth of Yaakov? Meaning Yaakov has been able to transform their afar and to use it for Kedusha. Umispar es roiva Yisrael. And who can enumerate the roiva, a quarter of Yisrael? Now he was referring, he says a quarter, because afar is only a quarter of the foundations of Yisrael. And he goes on to say, Tamus nafshi mois yishorim. I wish I can kill my foundations the way the straightforward ones have killed them. Usihi achrisi kamoyu, I wish my end would be like their end. Their end was able, that their end is Misa, as we said before. The end letters of Amram, Moshe, Kehos, and Levi is Misa, because they were able to put their foundations to death. Whereas the end of Bilam and Balak is on Molech. And Bilam wishes that he would have the same end as Bnei Yisrael. Now, a phenomenal remez here, right? Bilam says, Tomus nafshi mois yisharim. I wish my soul would die a mois yisharim. If you will write down the words Amram, Moshe, Kahas, and Levi, which we said their first letters is Amalek. If you'll remove those first letters, which would be what those tzaddikim did, they removed their Amalek from them, you will find that the remaining letters of those words, Amram, Moshe, Kahas, and Levi, the remaining letters are the letters of Mois Yisharim. Exact letters of Mois Yisharim. And that is what Bilam said. Tamus nafshi Mois Yisharim. I wish that I can get rid of my Amalek, of my Afar, of my Mayim, my Lahav, and my Kriris, and to be left with Mois Yisharim, the death of the straightforward. Usi achrisi kamayu. Second time Bilam was inspired, he focused on the Yesod Ha'esh, on the foundation of fire. And he said, Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov, there is no iniquity in Yaakov, Lo yiro amal b'Yisrael, there is no fault in Yisrael. And Rashi says that amal is another word for kas, for anger. And Bilam said, there is no amal in Yisrael. Also, amal is the first three letters of Amalek, representing the Ofer, the Maim, and the Lahava. There is none of this among Yisrael, because they have overcome this all. And that is why Hashem Elikav Imoy, that is why Hashem is God, is with him. We know, Chazal tell us, Kol HaKoyes, someone who gets angry, or Kol HaMizgoa, or anyone that is arrogant, these are both products of the Yesod HaEsh, Shechina Mistalekes Mimenoy, the Shechina removes himself from him. But since there is no Amal v'Yisrael, Hashem Aleikav Imoy, Hashem is God, is with him. The third time Bilam speaks to Yaakov and to Yisrael, he says, Matoivu Oyalecho Yaakov Mishkan Yisrecho Yisrael, referring to the Yisoid Hamayim, the Yisoid of water, which Klal Yisrael was able to transform and use their desire that it comes from the Yisoid HaMayim to use it for Torah. So, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, referring to the oil of Torah, Mishkan Yisrecho Yisrael. And he goes on to address water. If you look into that third bracha that Bilam gave, it's all about water. Kinechalim netoyu, like a stream that flows. Ka'arozim alimayim, like a cedar tree by the water. Yizal Mayim Medolyoy, water shall run from his bucket. It's all about the Yesod HaMayim. Bilam, realizing that Bnei Yisrael has had the opportunity to transform their foundation of water and not be drawn after it. And finally, the Yesod HaRuach, which he addresses, that Mashiach will come and destroy the kriris, the coldness that Amalek brings into the world. Dorach koichav meYaakov. That's why he says v'kar kar kol b'nei sheis. He uses the word to destroy the nations of the world by using the word kar kar, which is cold, cold. That Mashiach will uproot this all when Mashiach comes. So our avoda, what we take out of all of this, is our mission, our obligation to overcome our four yesodis that are represented by Amalek. Even the greatest tzaddikim of the world were challenged by their yesodis, and they only became the tzaddikim that they were because they overcame the yesodis. They overcame their foundations of Esh, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. By doing so, by overcoming our foundations and transforming them into something that we can use for Kedusha, by that we are Moicha, Shmoi Shel Amalek. We erase the memory of Amalek. And by doing so, we will be Zoicha to the time of Dorach Koichav Meyakov, Become Shevet Mi Yisrael, the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meher of Yamenu, Amen.